Fred Goodwin, formerly Sir Fred, but still Fred the Shred, does join a veritable rogues gallery of the D-Knighted.
That's right. It's a club that includes spies and other traitors, a misbegotten royal matchmaker, and a few dictators.
Let's go over the list. Italy's Benito Mussolini, Romania's Nicolae Ceaușescu, and Zimbabwe's Robert Mugabe. All of them received honorary knighthoods as gestures of goodwill between their countries and the United Kingdom.
Mussolini's award was revoked after Italy joined Germany and declared war on the UK in 1940.
Ceaușescu's award was taken away after his communist regime was overthrown in 1989. He lost his knighthood and then his life.
And Robert Mugabe was stripped of his honorary knighthood in 2008 after Zimbabwe's violent and disputed elections.
Now, some former British knights, the ones who were officially dubbed and went by the title Sir until they were disgraced. That includes Anthony Blunt.
He was an art historian. He oversaw the care of the royal family's paintings and received his knighthood in 1956. But during World War II, he worked for the British Secret Service, MI5, and it turns out he passed information to the Soviets. Blunt confessed secretly in 1964 and then went about his life until 1979 when Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher revealed his role to Parliament. Knighthood gone.
Finally, going way back in time to Thomas Cromwell. He lost his knighthood during the reign of Henry VIII.
Cromwell was the king's main advisor, but he was undone by the fickle love life of a bad-tempered king. When Henry's third wife died, Cromwell convinced the king to marry the German Anne of Cleves for political reasons.
Mistake. Henry hated Anne. Marriage number four was finished, as was Cromwell's influence.
Another knighthood gone. So, too, Cromwell's head.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.